leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. But sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Good morning and welcome to the Soul Toyoko podcast. Welcome to my room, welcome to my morning. A morning of joy and a morning of celebration. Why? Because we're alive, we're loved by God, we're loved by Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit. And as long as you have breath in your body, you have authority to change whatever is in your day. I remember something that I picked up about 2 years ago, and the Spirit has helped me always remember. And it goes this way. As a believer, you have the right to question, challenge, and change whatever you don't like about your life. And the power of this is the Word of God. But that's not what I want to touch on today. That's like a different podcast on its own. And I think I've already done this one somewhere in the throes of episodes I've done. I'm sure this breakdown is there, but yeah, I can break it down again and again and again as many times as I think we need to hear it. But good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are. I come to you morning over here in Abuja, Nigeria, and I want to share a word that jumped out at me this morning. I'll first read it from New King James, and then I'll read it in TPT. So I'm reading Mark 4 verse 39. Mark 4 verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He arose, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Honestly, I didn't think that this verse would line up perfectly with what I started with about question, challenge, and change. But it does perfectly. This morning, I woke up in my heart with the word, "Peace be still. Peace be still." Every time I have thought about that word in the Bible, I knew what the result of the statement was. But I haven't really thought about the grammatical construct or the construct of the statement, which is "peace be still." Now I want to read TPT version, because TPT version gives us a deeper look into the lingual, if I can use that word, the lingual flow. So here TPT says, "So they shook him awake, saying, 'Teacher, don't you even care that we are about to die?' Fully awake, he rebuked the storm and shouted to the sea, 'Hush, be still.'" Now there's a chat bubble, and if you click on the chat bubble, it says in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, it is, "Peace, submit to the will of God." So what he said was, "Peace, full stop, submit to the will of God." And while I was thinking about it, trying to get ready for my day, I always saw that statement as "peace be still," like one statement, "peace be still." But I realized that a raging storm and the word "peace" are opposites. So if you were saying "peace" and calling the raging storm "peace," why would something, whether spirit or whether a program, that was meant to produce a certain result? Peace means calm. Peace means like everything is tranquil. Why will a program, you know, be operating adversely? We can go into that, but I'm just going to go into what the Spirit told me. And he said, no, what Jesus said was first peace. And peace, is a statement he made to control the environment, to set the conditions in place for the next command he was going to give. So he first said peace, and then he gave his command. And that's why I love the TPT version. It says in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, it is peace, full stop. Meaning that was a first command. That was the first statement. And the first statement was to control the environment, was to set the conditions in place to allow his authority shine through. And he then said, submit to the will of God. So what the Spirit told me is that in any situation you find yourself, where it seems like the authority of the one you carry, the authority of who you are is questioned, you need to reset that environment. Hallelujah. You reset that environment and you reset it with the command of peace. Why do I know that is a strong reset button? Because Jesus said when he was leaving, my peace I leave with you. And what is the peace of Jesus? It's his presence, his authority. So there was something that was going on in my mind about work and stuff. And I just, the word just came out like, look, the command can be anything, but you reset with the command of peace. So peace, wisdom, come. Peace, symptoms, go. You know, peace, you speak to your child, be obedient. Peace, stubbornness, leave. Peace, customers, come. You understand what I'm trying to say? You just speak the commandment to reset the environment. And then speak peace. Yeah, speak the word peace to reset the environment. And then speak the commandment that can now sit on the foundation of the environment of peace. Okay, I love you guys. God bless you. I feel super excited by this word. I'm going to practice it a lot moving on forward. And I thank Jesus for this word. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this word that encourages me, encourages those that listen. I thank you because what you release is what is true. And what is true is what has authority upon this earth. Father, I thank you because I speak peace into every situation and I speak a lifting of spirits. I speak peace into every situation and I decree healing of spirit, soul, and body. I speak peace into every situation and I command favor. I speak peace into every situation. I say, be relevant. I command peace into situation and I say, thrive, be fruitful, multiply. Hallelujah. Thank you, faithful Father, for your word. We bless you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Have an amazing day, guys. This is Soul Takeaway. You've been on Soul Takeaway podcast.